He took a little nigger boy away from a woman over there in Georgia, took her, and raised him. And he had that boy riding a mule. The boy's leg would come along him on the mule side. And he make him cuss out everybody he wanted. Little old kids couldn't talk plain. You know. He'd see somebody come in, he said, Jabbo, he said, yes, sir. I want you to cuss that man when you get to him. The man is riding up by and said, hello, Mr. Carter. He said, cuss him, Jabbo. Said that little boy started, chop, 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 cuss him, goddammit, cuss him. That man kept that money, he got 20 some years old. Niggas was gambling down there, and that little old boy went out there and said, game, my Gus gave him some money. He went out there and said, he'd come back and woke up, got Gus, and chop, chop. He said, they took my money down there, but I took your money. Yes. God damn, wait a minute, let me get my toe on. Say, so put his toe on, got his pistol and went down there. Niggas had money just piled up down there. When he walked up, they looked up, pick up all that money there, Jabbo. Say, so that little boy down there raked it all up and went on back to the house. That was a bad white man. That's Miss Anna Lucy's uncle. Miss Anna Lucy never just get over that Gus Carter was a champion. I seen some little white boys one day. I was nesting some little white boys. Bud Huey and Mike. And they'd get in with little, and they mothers had me fooling around with them, playing with them. And they had buggies then, big shot peoples had buggies and horses. And these little old boys had a buggy who was walking around with each other. And old man Gus had a brother named Hine. And him and Mr. Hine come down to serve me. These little boys come down there about that high, they looked up at the uncle's hand, one of them shot old man Gus around the shoulder with that buggy whip. Kushwow! Man Gus caught him by his arm, snatched it out of his hand, took the buggy in of him, and hit him right here. Standing right there. He went to the house and told his mother, mother scared him too. He said, God damn you, I'll show you who to hit. I said, that boy never did catch you no gun no more. He said, that's too you know I mean. Gus was sight. And after he learned me, nobody did not fool me. And I just get in there, he liked me as I did fool me. He's working on the county road and he has some niggas on camp in his camp in old houses like them out there, you know, and they used road camps where folks moved out of houses, they camped and they